Hello, everyone, and welcome to Radio Radar Spoiler Cast for DMC. It's a lowercase m, capital D.
I could tell the way he said it.
Ninja DMC. Theory. Yeah, DMC. Ninja Theory's DMC reboot. I'm Hollander Cooper. Here with me in studio is...
Sophia Tong.
Henry Gilbert.
Ryan Teljanik.
Yeah, and it's been out for a few weeks now. We figured now's the time to talk about whether or not we... what we think of Ninja Theory's take on this series. I mean, it's a franchise that's been around for two full generations, and they just took it and tore it apart. And whether or not we're cool with that. So what did you think of... Sophia, what did you think of Dante himself? That's probably the most controversial thing.
So,
for those who may not have played it, what did they do to Dante?
So, okay, from what I know, Dante has a new look, maybe a little more feminine than he was before. The thing is, I never played the original Devil May Cry. So I came into this series like, okay, whatever. I don't care what this whole history, the backlash. I'm just going to play it and see if I like it. So definitely the first hour was not enjoyable. When I first met Dante, I was like, wow, he's the biggest douchebag. And with the whole pizza scene, I was just like,
oh, that was awesome.
See, when I started playing, when I start playing DMC, like, this is how I feel when I watch a lot of like really ultra-violent movies or I play Suda 51 games. I'm like, wow, this is so not targeted at me. If I was a dude and like 10 years younger, I'd be way into this. But I was actually surprised because, like, you know, Coop, you're saying like, no, just stick with it. He gets better. And, you know, by the end of the game, I developed a mild crush on him and I thought he actually came around and... The gameplay is amazing. Like, I thought it was a lot of fun, and I'd be willing to go back and play again. But, like, I approached this game like, I'm probably not really going to like it. I'm not into the whole demons, heaven and hell stuff, but...
Nephilim.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny. When I was loading up the game for review, having played the past DMCs, I was still very, very open to a new Dante. And then, like, his... Yeah, like you said, the first kind of hour and a half,
like,
my reaction was pretty much like...
I wanted to vomit a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He takes home two strippers and sleeps with them, and then...
But he's sleeping with strippers.
And his and there's fingernail scratches engraved in his back magically heal because he just pounds some leftover beer.
He's just like I'm too cool protagonist.
The funny thing is, like, the beginning of that game, like, the first cutscene is the most classic Dante he gets. And that's the part that some people I've heard are, like, the angry... It's like oh, just him flying through the air with pizza. It's like the first game he surfs on a demon while eating pizza with the shirt off.
I do like the nods to the previous this game, like the wig part.
Oh, that part really cracked me up.
So good.
Yeah,
they were they were gutsy to put that in there because Capcom fans seem to think that they're being made fun of all the time. And so I think that scene like where the wig falls on his head, he says, not in a million years.
It's kind of like a big F you.
Yeah, it seems like an F you, but then at the end of the game he has white hair. And so I think it also works as him as foreshadowing or him thinking he can reject his fate.
But help me understand, like, why are people so worked up over this?
See, I think
visually.
It's not that he was given black hair, it's that he went from cool 90s stereotype to emo wuss.
I mean,
like,
he
looks like somebody from My Chemical Romance.
He was essentially a mature Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now he had become
a mature Ninja Turtle.
A mature Ninja Turtle, but it's just not as cool. I don't know.
Though also he...
I love the Ninja Turtles.
Like, if you look back at the very first images they revealed, he doesn't look exactly like that anymore. Nah. He looked like he was beat up and on heroin.
Yeah.
Like, he was even skinnier. He had, like, bruises. He just kind of looked...
Too skinny.
He looked like a heroin addict instead of
definitely
looking like
heroin
a... He looked emo heroin addict more than punk, which is what he looked like when it actually
came
out.
Yeah, I guess for me, I need to find out about their personality a little bit, because by the end I was like, oh, you're actually mildly attractive.
Well, I mean, he kind of retains a lot of the cool cockiness that original Dante had, except now he sometimes swears, you know?
I think the fan reaction, too, was... It was tied up with if you're some hardcore fans of Japanese games, to see it taken away from a Japanese developer and given to an English one in this case, like that can really piss people off.
So did you like Henry or did you like?
I like Henry.
I'm a fan of Philip. So did you also have like? Because I agree with Sophia in the beginning. I think I actually texted Ryan halfway through the game, and I'm like, so I think people are right and the new Dante sucks. And by the end, I'm just
like, he's kind of a loser in the beginning.
He's a loser. He's a very stereotypical, like, I don't care about, I don't care if the world ends. It's like, you live in the world, asshole. And by the end, his arc is so strong. So did you feel the same way?
I was, I hadn't heard that he was going to have an arc in the game, but when at the start of it, it just reminded me of movies like Batman Begins and other superhero origin films where they put him at his lowest. Like, he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't have most of his powers.
He doesn't care.
And
either.
He just lives in a trailer. He's like, I don't care. And then it's about him finding his way, you know? And so I was ready for that, especially when, like, the second or third mission is taking him to teach him about his family. I was ready for that. It made me, I was more interested for it. So, I think people are silly if they think the old Dante was that great of a character. He starred in fun games, but he was ridiculous.
Yeah, like, yep. The Ninja Turtle, that's exactly what he says, like, cool slang. He eats pizza, and he hangs around being a detective. Like, he literally is as much of a Ninja Turtle as you're going to get.
And if they didn't like that he was, like, shirtless for pretty much for some scenes of the game, he was shirtless a lot in the original games, too.
In, like, DMC all the time. 4, there's literally a scene where I think he's shirtless, and he has a rose in his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, that's a scene in the game!
Nobody... That's another thing, too. If DMC 4 had been a big hit with the fans who seem to want a DMC 5 in the style of DMC 4, I don't think DMC would exist. But
DMC,
that's a good point.
It's one of those franchises that, like, fans liked DMC 1, hated DMC 2, loved DMC 3, hated DMC 4. And for some reason, it's an untouchable, perfect franchise.
I know, but it's like you hated half the stuff and you complain anyway. So it's like, I think Ninja Theory is a great developer, and like having them try to westernize, because like we see a lot of developers try to westernize their games, like Japanese games, and they don't necessarily work out very well.
Like Binary Domain or Dragon's Dogma even is sort of like, let's make a...
They did their best.
And
yeah.
So what they ended up doing with Dragon's Dogma is just made all the characters say things like, it's way, how they talk like old English times. I can't do it now.
But I mean, it's like,
false suit.
I'd rather a Japanese developer gives a Western developer a game and says westernize it than a Japanese developer tries to westernize their own game.
Right.
Also,
yeah.
I mean, Ninja Theory, the combat was DMC combat.
Yeah.
You can complain about the 30 frames a second until you're blue in the face, and that's not going to change the fact that combat is straight up DMC combat. It's not like Ninja Theory messing with it. Yeah. It's actually more complex than most DMC.
Well, not only
combat.
That, but I mean, Capcom worked with Ninja Theory on the combat throughout the entire process.
Some people seem to think that the original DMC, all of the original DMC team left to make Bayonetta and went to Platinum, but that's not true. A lot of the old DMC crew are there, including like the directors of some of the later games, and they were very involved in this game. And
it was a true partnership.
Yeah,
after partnership. Going through the credits, I was like, man, they listed pretty much everybody at Capcom. Mm-hmm. So
I personally liked the combat, though I felt like it was a little bit more complicated than I wanted it to be. In that I kept mistakenly hitting the wrong buttons, which is probably on me, but just because there was, like, I have so many different options that I just kept, like, I'd always end up using the same combos just because otherwise I'd know I would make a bunch of mistakes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It took me a little bit of to get used to them all. I think it could have been fine had there been maybe one less gun or two. But I really enjoyed all the angel and demon weapons and even rebellion, and I got to a point where I could kind of include them all in my combo attacks.
Even that gun that shoots darts that explode?
Even the dart gun.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, they give you that gun so late. It was almost too late for a new weapon to be introduced.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I kind of like the evolution of every skill that you get. Like, you get that little in-between segment, and the platforming is actually really good, too.
Did not like the platforming.
I didn't mind it.
I never had any issues with it, because usually in action games, if I have to do like a lot of platforming, it's like, oh god, really? But I thought just control-wise, everything was great. And I actually loved once I got the spinning ninja star thing.
Those are cool.
The chakras.
Using those, like throwing those at an enemy and then switching to another weapon.
Yeah, because you just do the fun. B one, and then they're stunned. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'll just go take care of this guy.
I genuinely didn't like the platforming. I thought that, like, it had that thing where, like, you could jump and then glide.
Yeah.
And there'd be a lot of times where it's like, it wasn't easy to read whether or not the game wanted you to glide or if you could just make the jump. And if you did glide, you would just overshoot it.
I overshot it.
There were times where I'd jump and aim for something and I'd hit the glide button. And because my camera was slightly off, it would just shoot me into a different angle. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's no reason I would have gone there. I'm not asking for the game to be on rails, but don't make it so. Don't make it finicky when I'm trying to jump between platforms. I don't know. DMC has always had
penalty for that.
Yeah, DMC has always had mediocre platforming, So this may have just been them trying to stay true to the franchise. But
I never had too many issues, and I love the ones where you're swinging around like Tarzan. Like,
yeah, that was cool.
I liked the. I had problems at first, but by the end, I had done it enough times, I got used to it, and I got to one of the secret rooms that was, you know, a platforming challenge, and I actually enjoyed playing it. Like, it was almost like Monkey Ball, Super Monkey Ball, because it had, like, the checkered, like, wall, really, that you're supposed to walk through to represent the end. It was strange.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious what you guys think of what was probably one of my favorite parts of the game, aside from combat, was just the way that the world would kind of shift around Limbo City.
That was awesome. Like, the world was your enemy, like, and it kept shifting and moving around, and you can never count on when stuff was going to move. Like, that I really liked. Though I did get to a point where I stopped reading the stuff that was being written around
me. Yeah, it was kind of the same words over and over again, which was cool
at
first.
Gluttony.
Death, obesity.
Get Dante.
Yeah, the level designs are really good. I mean, that's kind of why I like the platforming segments, because I thought a lot of them were really creative and, like, visually very appealing, too. It's like there's always something really neat that you're, you are paying attention.
Yeah, and they, like, really dipped into, like, the full range of the color palette available to them, too. Because it wasn't, I mean, at first, Limbo's kind of like this red, orangish, and then you're in these dark, like these blue teal levels, and it was really cool.
Yeah, it didn't look like your usual Unreal game.
It sort of reminded me of, and I don't know if anybody else even cares about this game, but Alice Madness Returns, just in that it was like, no, let's use like really nice depth of field, let's use all of the colors, and it makes, you don't realize how, like, obviously the stereotype is that this generation was gray and brown, but you don't realize how true that is until you play a game like DMC. Where you're like, wow, look at all those blues, look at those oranges, those reds, those greens. Like, the entire world was every color at any time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then to the point where they made, when you see the real world, like, the real world is gray, like, basically gray when you see it in cutscenes.
Yeah.
So in the story, like, or what did you guys think of this story? Like, I thought the pacing was... I felt the story was leading me towards something a little more epic, and then once you finally like, all right, let's get Mundus. Really? Just like that?
I feel like the last. I think you're just upset because the last four chapters are like, they're five minutes long each level.
Yeah. They're really one level.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I kind of expected something a little better myself, especially I guess coming from Ninja Theory.
I mean, the Mundus fight was like epic, like suitably like you fight a giant thing, which is a finale of a game.
Yeah, technically that's what you're supposed to do at the end of a video game.
I mean, I guess just in terms of pure story, and of course they were also confined in the sense that they were working with. I mean, yes, it was a sort of reimagining of Dante's origin story, but there are still these kind of lines that they had to stay between, you know?
I feel like my concern with that, or my issue with that, is sort of the same, but also, like, so they had New Girl, Virgil, and Dante, and it's like, they worked in this big warehouse, and you saw some other people sometimes. How about you introduce a few more people?
Yeah.
Like, how about you just...
Nobody cares.
But it ended up making it almost feel a little lonely. Like, I understand, like... I would care more about seeing all of these people kill. I mean, you're going to kill them all in that, like, second-to-last mission anyway. Why not, introduce a few more characters? It made it feel almost like... You ever, play a war game, and it's like you meet a few soldiers, and then you look at the battlefield, you're like, really? This is all that there is? It's not actually, like, an epic battle if you don't have...
It's five dudes against a bunch.
Yeah, and it's like, it just doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was sort of an issue I ran into in this, where it's just like, all right, it's us three. I guess that's not really a rebellion. It's just us kind of being dicks to the government.
So having played the other games, like, did you know about Virgil's, like, ending part? So
that's sort of a new-ish thing.
Yeah, he wasn't a bad guy before. Like,
I knew it was coming because just of his attitude, and I was just like, I don't
know. Yeah, it was easy to see a mile away.
Yeah, there were moments of just, like, you wouldn't have this scene unless you're...
Kind of
leading
prank.
Up for a finale twist of him stabbing me in the back. And
well, I mean, he really didn't stab you in the back.
Yeah.
I know that I might be the odd man out here, but I liked the way they handled that. I mean, it was very obvious and it was foreshadowed pretty heavily, but I think it made sense within the story, and it showed a good... It created a villain for Dante where Dante has never really had that guy he actually has to actively work against.
It had a good story reason for it happening. Like it was believable. It wasn't just like, and now it's time to kill you, Dante.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like that. But
no. It's like, but I loved you. I'm like, oh boy.
Some of it got a little overly dramatic, I think. But
and that battle was kind. Right. It was kind of like how I don't even know how I actually beat that battle.
Well, that was annoying because I didn't know about Devil Trigger.
Yeah, you have to activate Devil Trigger to finish him off.
Because one time I did Devil Trigger. I did it like a few times earlier, but you have to do it like right as soon as he goes down.
Yeah.
That battle for me lasted like a solid half hour. Like
why is he healing and I can't get through to him? And then yeah.
I feel like that's the only battle that Ninja Theory completely took themselves, because Ninja Theory in the past has had equally terrible boss battles.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think of the other boss battles?
Ooh, I loved the Bob one, where you're in the TV.
That was really cool.
Like, in part of the news. Like, I thought that was really creative.
And it was funny, too, just listening to all the things that people were saying about Dante while he's fighting in the real world or whatever.
Yeah.
With the helicopters circling him. They're like, and he's also
like
a child molester.
Shit, yeah.
I feel like that exact boss battle is exactly what I wanted from Ninja Theory doing a DMC game. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't have put it into words without seeing that, but it's like the fact that you're fighting, you platform through the Fox News bumper and then beat up Bill O'Reilly, who is essentially Andross. It's giant Republican Andross. And then every so often he throws you into a live broadcast and does commentary. Like, that's exactly, I'm almost upset that that's, or I am, not almost, I am upset that's the only time that sort of thing happened, because it was like, it's Ninja Theory isn't style over substance. They're just overwhelming substance piled onto the style. Like, and that was the perfect example of that.
Yeah, it fit in with the story so well. And you were getting like feedback throughout the boss battle. So it wasn't just like, oh, here's Big Dude and I have to like take him down. It's like there's all this stuff happening around it.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, the Succubus fight was just you fighting a big slug.
Yeah.
You
hit it enough times for it to expose the weak point and
curse
you,
at you.
Yeah. I ran into a bug there, because like at some point after the first plug pull, I came back and then like... She wasn't moving, and then I just kept hitting her. I'm like,
I did the same thing.
Happening.
I got like, I pulled the first plug and went back, and it was supposed to be the thing where he gets angry and smashes.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He just stood there and stared at me.
You're like,
so I got almost the same bug in like the same area.
I had to reload from last year.
We're talking about bugs. I had one too, where like it was in the mission 16 going up to meet Mundus, and a door didn't open. Like, I was like, all right, a door was going to open.
Speaking of which, that level where you're going through the building and you're getting like the chalk drawings.
Oh yeah,
I loved that. And then it's like, what level was it? 14 or 15? I think it's 14. And then you get there, it's like, never go to floor 14.
Yeah,
and it's just like showing like you can see the people in the real world, like their bodies being thrown up in them. Yeah. Like, that stuff that's actually happening.
Yeah, that was creepy as hell.
That kind of style I really enjoyed. I mean, definitely when they set up Dante initially, I was just like, oh God, I hope the whole game is not like this. But then I definitely enjoyed it a lot more.
Feels like the last few levels were handled by a different art team. Just because, like, you have the Bob fight, which is completely unlike the rest of the game, and you have that chalk going through the world, and that's completely unlike.
Then there's the club scene, too.
That was one of my favorite levels.
Really cool. But the play button, and I was just like, next.
The first, like, 13 chapters are just walking through Limbo City.
Pretty much,
I mean, it was still cool, but, like, there were three specific parts that are totally artistically great, and they're all within the last quarter of the game.
That's true. It was, like, super crazy when we were doing the, oh my god, is it just me, or that, what do you call it, what's her face? Lilith. I just felt like at some point she was going to peel her face off.
Oh, yeah. She was.
I was just waiting
for
it.
Her design was really cool.
She's the first female you see in the game. And I remember seeing her, and my first thought was like, I really hope this isn't Ninja Theory making us, like, this is what their sexy character looks like.
I know. Yeah, I was just like, is this as attractive as you're going to get with females in here? I was like, oh.
That was really nasty. Well, I mean, she was basically just wearing a skin suit, and you could see the clamps.
I loved the visual of the baby coming out of her, and then the baby gets so big, the baby puts her in his stomach. Like, that, I thought that was pretty awesome.
There is a full level. A full boss battle where you're essentially performing an abortion on a giant demon baby.
Well, no, you're just beating up a newly born baby. You don't kill it. Nero, Virgil shoots her in the back.
Yeah.
Turns out all you need to do, all Dante had to do was just shoot the baby.
Well, Dante, see, that's the thing. Dante's not he won't murder an innocent, so that's why he didn't.
Even I that baby, hardly call that thing an innocent.
He should have killed that baby after Virgil the baby tried to kill him. Virgil's cool with that. I like that chase scene. Like, that was a cool little stage.
On the car?
With the car, you can move all this stuff.
The last quarter of the game. That last quarter of the game is so much. Like, I love the whole game.
Although I failed that level because I didn't kill anything. I just, like, moved stuff out of the way, and they're like, D. I'm like, oh, damn.
That was the one I got a triple S on. All the rest I didn't. But I also, I know some people got, like in the demo, is the succubus fight that a lot of people played. And I think some people had a negative reaction. Like it confirmed for some people what they think they hate about the new Dante, because in that level, he meets succubus, like succubus is like, fuck you. He's like, no, fuck you. Fuck you.
So that cracks me up, because then her response is, of course, no, fuck you.
The thing that made me okay with that was, it was actually pointed out by Lucas. He said that like reason he liked all those interactions was because to Dante, demons aren't a threat, they're an annoyance.
Yeah.
And that's how giant demons like, I'm going to end your world. And he's like, God, just shut up already. Like, he just doesn't have time to deal with world-ending attacks. Even by the end, like, that's why he reacts like that. I also think that it's funny that he just legitimately curses less as the game goes on as he matures.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, there wasn't that much cursing. I mean, maybe in the beginning, I was like, all right, whatever. But it's not so excessive where I'm just like, oh, please, really? But yeah, I think if you were playing a demo and you got that chunk, it's kind of like a misrepresentation of what the game's actually about.
And there was a moment I liked where, like, Virgil actually was more profane than Dante, where, like, right before the Mundus fight, he was like, well, I'm the brains, well, I got more power. And then Virgil, like, is quiet for a second, and Virgil goes, my dick's bigger.
I remember that, and I actually forgot about it until just now, because I remember being like, did that just happen?
Yeah. I was like, really?
It was a fun bonding moment for those two guys who barely had any.
Or, like, at the end, it's like, oh, we did it. He's like, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm like, true.
Yeah, I think they did a good job. So, final question about this is, do you expect / want Ninja Theory to continue it, or do you consider this to just be like a fun offshoot and while DMC proper team prepares DMC 5 for next gen?
I want Ninja Theory to continue. Like, this was the origin story of their Dante. The combat's only going to get better, and now Dante will have white hair, so people won't complain in the next one, because he ends a game in white with white hair. Well, meanwhile, like, I don't trust Capcom's Japanese teams to make a triple A level game anymore. Like, I just don't. I'm sorry.
But yeah, especially when it was like, it looked like Ninja Theory didn't break a sweat making this game.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it was like, we worked on this for 10 years with a huge team. It's like, yeah, same team that made Enslaved. We made a DMC.
And
it's like,
Enslaved was great.
Yeah.
Though I would love to see, Ninja Theory finally make a 10. Like, I feel like they still haven't, like, with Enslaved, I felt it was an 8 that just needed a little more time in the oven or a better last couple stages, and it could have been a 10, maybe. And same with DMC. Like, I think I definitely agree with Ryan's score of a 4 out of 5. Like, it's so close to, like, real greatness, but they're just short of it. And I don't know if that's just their skill didn't get them to that level this time, or they weren't given the time or support from their publisher.
Or maybe just the confidence. Like, they weren't given the confidence, like, how far outside the lines can they draw?
Yeah. Storyline-wise? Because I think that is the weakest part, right? Like, the story.
I expected a better story.
Yeah, I did too. You know, but then there's also, this had to have played some sort of psychological role on the team when they're developing, but of course the negative outcry of the hardcore fans, like, I can't imagine that not impacting you in some way, or at least getting you down and be like, dude, like, what if we put this game out and people just shit all over it every single day?
When we get negative comments on an article, there's still, like, a little bit of, like, it's like, we're not gonna freak out about it, but when you're making your next article, it's just like, I hope they're not mean this time.
But I just mean,
Internet.
I just mean, you know, I wonder, had that not been the case, if it would have been any different.
Well, and that was it also got announced, I think, way too early. Like, it got announced in September 2010 at TGS. Like, so they, for more than 2 years, they had to have the hate of the internet just bearing down on them the entire time.
Especially when it's one of those games that they probably could have gotten away with announcing it, like, eight months to a year.
Yeah.
I mean,
And,
Capcom,
like, releasing, like, the main character redesign, like, that's just going to be fodder.
Capcom announced Resident Evil 6, like, 8 months before it came out.
Which, and then, I think, was the right way to do it.
DMC, they announced over 2 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, whether or not the next game from Ninja Theory is a DMC game, I am excited for whatever they do. I've yet to find a game they've made that I haven't really enjoyed, so.
They're like the Platinum of the West.
Yeah.
It's like that. We need somebody else to handle our franchise. You guys do it.
I am curious to go back and play the older DMC games, see how they hold up.
I think 4 is probably a good 4 is a good one to start on. I know people hate it, but it's, especially if you're not a fan of, like, that type of game.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly the most forgiving.
I think for me, it's more like content and like demons and stuff just don't really appeal to me.
Four has better art style. Mm-hmm. Also, it's in HD, so it's going to be easier to get used
to. One is fun. It's a fun. Playing one in the HD collection is a fun trip into the past. Like, it's so 90s, even though it came out in 2001.
The first DMC is what made me want to buy a PlayStation 2 right away. Mm-hmm. I remember going into GameStop and playing at the demo booth and being like, oh my God.
Well, I remember thinking, this is what Castlevania should be when it goes 3D. And then the more I think about it now, I'm like, no, that's ridiculous.
That
would have
been
not
terrible.
Castlevania.
I love thinking back to the things I thought when I was a kid. It's like, man, they just need to make Metroid into, like, if you would have given me back then, if you would have told me what Metroid Other M was going to be, mm-hmm. I would have been like, that's the perfect idea. And then now it's like, no, of course Metroid should be in first person. Why wouldn't it be?
From now on. Yeah. So I hope we get to see a next-gen DMC from Ninja Theory. That's what I want.
Cool, me too.
Me too.
You don't have a basis of comparison, though. You legitimately aren't
that's
allowed.
Why I need
you're
to
not
go
allowed
back.
To vote in this conversation.
Fine.
All right, that's it for our DMC spoiler cast. Be sure to stay tuned and check out GamesRadar more for more spoiler casts. Take care.